Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me this morning, Daniel.
So, we want to talk about the Tourist Information Center. After a couple years, you are able to reopen it for the summer, and that's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. So, after two long years of various issues with COVID and trying to figure out how to run things, if we can run things, getting funding for students, all of that, we are finally ready to reopen the Tourist Information Center. So it's been 2 years since the place has been open. We're really happy to have the opportunity to open it this year, to be able to welcome visitors into our community. And, you know, certainly after 2 years, it's a really great way to feel like we're putting a lot of this behind us and, you know, we're able to move on and get back to some of our normal activities. So the reopening of the Tourist Information Center is going to happen Friday, May 20th, which is the day after we're talking. We're really happy to have people back into the place, and we're excited to not only welcome tourists into our community, but really hopeful that people who live here come out and visit us and check out some of the stuff that we have for offer and really how we're showcasing our community to the outside world.
It's been a couple years since it was open. Has that posed any extra issues for being able to get it up and running this year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a challenge. I mean, you don't have a building closed and completely empty for 2 years without having to do a lot of work to get it back together. And so there was some preventative maintenance things that we were doing throughout the pandemic to mothball the building and making sure that, you know, the furnace is still running and there's lots of stuff that's still being done over those 2 years, but it's not at all like having the whole building open, right? So even something as simple as just getting the 150 plus pamphlets we stock to get back updated, it was something that just kind of, you know, we would rotate through stock and we would get new stock in from different tourism businesses. But after having the place closed for 2 years, you have to go and get all of this information that we would just normally have on hand back from people, check if businesses are still operating or not operating, what information has changed. All of that is a huge process. So not only was the building itself, you know, needs a really deep clean and dust all the cobwebs out, things like that, but also just getting the information, making sure that we have everything in place for a new year and a new season. It's a whole undertaking. It was a really good way to spend, you know, our month of May, basically, but it takes a lot of work to spool back up again, for sure.
Obviously, the name Tourist Information Center does give an indication, but what services, what's offered there?
Yeah, so tourist information is the main goal. So, of course, that can be everything from, you know, just hosting some basic information like brochures and pamphlets on our local businesses, on the local parks, things like that. But it's really meant to be there to engage people who are coming into our community, to grab them, to grab their attention. We've got some excellent staff out here, and really their job is to sell our community. So we're trying to get people interested in Wawa, get people to come into our community instead of just, you know, stop for the washrooms, take a picture of the goose and leave again, and really drive that economic development from the highway into our downtown and into our local businesses. So we provide information to people. We offer some Wawa things for resale to try and get our community's name out there and get it in people's minds and on people's backs. We offer the types of things like providing packages to people so people can call us and say, hey, I'm looking to come to Wawa for a week. What can I do? Well, hey, we'll mail you some brochures of local businesses that you might be interested in. We can set up itineraries for you. And really trying to just be like a great face of our community for people traveling through who may never heard of Wawa before, but they're just coming down the highway. They're interested to see the goose, and then all of a sudden we get to teach them about the community that we have here and try and get them to come into our community or maybe come back and stay if they get the chance to come our way again. So it's a pretty varied service that we offer. We try and cater everything to what people are coming through our door. And this year in particular, we're hoping to get more locals out too. The province is promoting staycations, and we certainly have a lot of information for people who are looking to stay a little bit closer this year and explore their own backyard. I mean, it's something that we do every day out here, is talk to people about how great it is to be here. And certainly the people who live here, we'd like to do the same, right? You know, we're really lucky to live where we live and have all of the resources that we have, all of the amazing things to do just in our backyard. And we love to teach people about that. So whether you're, you know, from town and lived here for 10, 15, 20 years, or whether you're just off the highway and you've never heard of Wawa before and you see this weird goose, we're that sort of place to get you into our community.
And as you mentioned, there there are a lot of things that people can see and do. I know ramping up for the tourist season happening in other ways, garbage cans out on the streets now, but what are some of the other things that are getting ready or available for people to check out?
So of course the rest of our department is the Parks and Recreation Department, and so we operate a lot of the tourism resources and the local parks that people can come and see. So the rest of our department is really busy right now out in the parks getting stuff like that going. So obviously getting Washington buildings ready to go for the long weekend and the first week of June, getting things in the parks all ready for people. So that's everything from garbage cans to making sure the playgrounds are all inspected and safe for everybody to use. All that stuff is stuff we've been working on the last little while. Obviously, the late winter has been a challenge for us. We haven't had as much time as we're used to get out and do things, but places like Scenic High Falls that lots of people have visited over the last couple of days because the falls are just roaring right now. Those are all places that we take care of, and we have to go at the start of every season, make sure everything is safe, pick up a whole bunch of litter, get washroom buildings open, and really get the whole town ready to not only receive people who are coming to visit, but for the people who live here to be able to go out and explore and enjoy.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Once again, Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism for the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.